I've been talking on this show for the past couple of weeks about the drastically low vaccination rates on our Indigenous communities. Yarrabah, for example, is at about 18%. Cairns is 53%. Cherbourg, another big Indigenous community in Queensland, is at 19%. So they're at about half of the mainstream community. For someone to, I guess, get a government point of view, it's important to get some answers on a couple of key questions here when it comes to these vaccination rates. The member for Barron River, but also importantly, the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships. Of course, it's Craig Crawford. Craig, first of all, are you concerned by those extremely low vaccination rates on our Indigenous communities?
Yeah, g'day, Gavin. Yes, I am. Particularly Yarrabah, because of its closeness to Cairns. You know, everyone in that area knows how quickly the houses around the Gordon Vale and Edmonton area of South Cairns are sort of moving along. And everyone from Yarrabah pretty much does all their daily shopping business in Edmonton and Gordon Vale. So, you know, if we were to get a Delta outbreak come through Cairns, which, you know, once borders open, that is what's going to happen. The virus is going to run. That, you know, with low vaccination rates in Yarrabah, they will be very unprotected, and that will be a big concern.
The big question that I have, and others, including the tourism industry, is this. If the rest of the community, the mainstream community, gets to that 70% or 80% mark, could be within a couple of months, will be within a couple of months, and yet a place like Yarrabah, Cherbourg, other places are 30%, 40%, what will the Queensland government do about reopening the state?
Yeah, look, good question. And I think it's going to depend on the context of right at that time. So it's like anywhere around the state, you know, there are pockets of low vaccination rates. I know that in the Mackay area, there's low rates. I think Gladstone, there's a couple of other ones that are certainly non-Indigenous as well. In my mind, it runs like this. We need to make sure that every single Queenslander has the opportunity to be vaccinated, that there is plenty of information out there, and that those people who decide not to get vaccinated are making a conscientious, well-informed decision not to. At that point, I think governments are going to have no choice but open up as per the plans and everything like that. Knowing that those people that have made a decision not to be vaccinated understand the risks, have had plenty of opportunities to line up and get it done, but again, are exercising their human rights to say, no, I don't want it. We're not there yet. Like I was only in Woodjill just last week. They've only just had their first round of vaccination come through Woodjill, and it was a pretty high rate. They got like up into the high 60s, I believe, of people that lined up. So that was good. So they're still 3 to 4 weeks away from their second dose going through the community there. So I think, you know, this conversation will be obviously had pretty hard by Cabinet, I reckon, in probably 3 to 4 weeks.
I spoke to the Yarrabah Mayor on last week's show, and he said that access and supply of the vaccine certainly isn't an issue the way that it was early on in the rollout. So, you know, we can't really blame access or supply issues anymore. Certainly for a place like Yarrabah, there are pop-up clinics. The convention centre's been open now for weeks and weeks. GPs have got vaccines. Pharmacists have got vaccines. There's clinics out there on community that are administering the vaccine. So access is no longer an issue. So you're saying, though, that if inevitably, and this will absolutely happen, it's not even a hypothetical anymore, if Yarrabah is only at 30 or 40%, the rest of us are at 80%. Your thoughts are that the borders will reopen whenever that will be, and it's the responsibility then of individuals who haven't taken up that opportunity. You're comfortable with that happening with such a vulnerable part of our community at only 30, 40%? Open up.
Well, probably not comfortable, but certainly, you know, once people, you know, we've got to be mindful that people have a right here to choose. That once people are able to make an informed decision, and when I say informed, I don't mean, you know, from social media and stuff, but they've been able to have conversations with you know, with clinicians and different things. And I know over in Yarrabah, I saw some things in the paper today that health is going to be going door to door in Yarrabah over the next couple of weeks, which would be good. So they're the kinds of conversations. So if people are still making a conscientious decision after a face-to-face conversation with a nurse who's at their door that says, no, I don't want it, that, you know, at some point, ultimately, like any other community, we are going to have to reflect people's their wishes and their desires, and the state and the country is going to have to move on. None of us obviously want that, but we can't hold the rest of Cairns back, or we can't hold the rest of Queensland back when people are saying, no, I don't want this, you know, leave me alone. And they've had ample opportunity. And you're right, there is plenty of vaccine out there right now. In the last couple of weeks, you know, we've certainly moved into that next phase where there is ample vaccine, there is ample providers. And like I say, even, you know, to even hear that they're going to be start going door to door in Yarrabah is great. You know, I also understand that they're going to be at the football on the weekend in the CDRL
finals, right.
So which Yarrabah is in. So I imagine there'll be a lot of Yarrabah residents at the footy. So, you know, the recommendation, obviously, from everyone is, you know, just roll up the sleeves and get it done. And if you have genuine concerns, then please talk to someone who actually knows what they're talking about. So don't rely on what you're seeing on Facebook or from some of the crazy ads. Talk to a nurse, talk to a doctor, talk to someone, you know, from the health clinic.
Mm. And I guess all of that comes with the realization, we've all seen the modelling, that when the state opens back up and when the inevitable spread of Delta occurs, those low vaccination rates in a community with significant underlying health problems, that will result in deaths, that will result in large numbers of hospitalizations. How do we cope with that inevitability?
Yeah, look, that's going to be really difficult, mate. And, you know, just looking yesterday, I think it was New South Wales numbers that I was looking at one point. Out of all the people that they have down there in intensive care, 1.something% of those people in intensive care were fully vaccinated. And just under 20 had one dose, but nearly 80% of everyone in ICU in New South Wales was unvaccinated. And, you know, those stats really tell a story. You don't have to pull them apart or be, you know, be an expert on that one. There's absolutely no doubt about it that if you are fully vaccinated, your risk of getting seriously sick are very, very reduced. Your chances of going to intensive care are very, very reduced. And obviously your chance of death as well is very reduced. So, you know, these are the conversations that you know, that I want to see health workers having, you know, face to face, door to door with Yarrabah residents. But at the same time, people have the right to refuse. I just want to make sure that if people make the decision to refuse it, it's a well informed decision, that they understand the risks, that they've had plenty of chance to get it.
How can our hospital cope with that inevitable rush with people who refuse to be vaccinated? Delta will arrive at some point. Hospitalizations, presentations will increase. We've had code yellows here in Cairns. How will our hospital cope? And that's only, what, a couple of months away?
Yeah, so we're very concerned, obviously, about that. And, you know, you would have seen in the media lots of communication between all the states and the Commonwealth and everything like that around what this means. And the experts tell me that once we open up, we're going to see about a six-month surge in demand for hospital and medical facilities. And, you know, Cairns Hospital will take a significant hit on that, you know, given its regional geographic location, you know, with the Cape and all the different remote communities and everywhere like that where we pull patients from. That will put a big strain on that hospital. You know, our frontline workers in the hospital have already been punching the clock a lot over the last 18 months. You know, what we're going to be asking is more and more and more. And
they can't cope at the moment. On today's show, I've got Bree James, a well-known local publisher and entertainer. She was in the ED on Tuesday and just could not believe what she saw. The wait time, she was there for 5 hours. People were fighting. The staff were under immense pressure. There were 9 ambulances ramped. I mean, you would have heard these stories. It's not new. We can't cope at the moment without a single COVID case. What's it going to be like in 3 months' time or 6 months' time?
It's not going to be any better, put it that way. It's going to really, really put our systems really to the test. And, you know, we'll probably get a bit of an idea as to what it looks like when we watch New South Wales over coming weeks. Obviously, they're starting to move to opening on Monday. And then, you know, I think they're making some statements about the next phase 2 weeks later. So one advantage I think that we've got in Queensland is that we'll be able to watch New South Wales. We'll be able to get a bit of an idea as to what happens. And I'm not saying we're going to follow the same route as New South Wales by any means, but that will give our hospitals, our experts, and everyone, and particularly the Commonwealth as well, a good indication of just what's going to happen. You know, there's no doubt about it. We are going to need more resources, more frontline resources. For the Cairns Hospital to be able to cope with that. It's an inevitable rush, even if every single community gets to 80% double vaxxed, that's still 20% that aren't. Across the state, that's still 1 million people that won't be vaccinated. And even just 1 million people at 80% sprinkled across all of our hospitals, that's still a load that's going to be very hard for them to handle.
It's a massive issue, and those vaccination rates, I just don't know, on Indigenous communities, having spoken to the Mayor, having spoken to Dr. Don Mackey from Queensland Health, the Cairns Hospital there, no one seems to know how on earth we can lift those rates. It's a massive issue, it's a scary issue, and one I'm sure that you'll have to grapple with in Cabinet over coming months. Minister Craig Crawford, Member for Barron River, thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.
No worries, thanks Gavin.